Welcome to Thrive Mode Radio with your host, Marcus Mackay, founder of M-Perform. For the last decade, Marcus has helped thousands of clients go from survival mode to thrive mode. As you'll agree, much of the world is overstressed, overworked, under-exercised, and undernourished, and we don't want you to be one of them. This weekly podcast will help you upgrade your mindset, your nutrition, your recovery, and your training so that you can thrive physically, personally, and professionally. So let's get into it.
Welcome back to another episode of Thrive Mode Radio. I'm your host, Marcus Mackay, and this episode is dedicated to those who struggle to commit. They set goals, they set ambitions, but they can't seem to commit to the process, and thus they don't get the result. So I really think it comes down to just a few things, but one thing in particular. The goals you set, the things you want to achieve, aren't in line with your highest values. Okay? So before I get into the content, which is going to be really powerful, if this episode is impactful, please share it on your social, screenshot, tag me. This is how the show grows. This is how we get better. And this is how we can serve you at a higher level and impact more people. So let's talk about values. I think it's important that we know what's important to us in life, because this is what happens to most people is they live a life that they're not living in line with their highest values. And when we're not living life in line with our highest values, we feel shitty about ourselves. Okay. It's a problem. You ever wake up each day and feel like, fuck, what am I, you know, what is this? I work, I do all these things and I'm just not fulfilled. Yeah. It's because you're not living in your highest values. So how does that have to deal, or how does that relate to goal achievement? So let's use the example of health. So a lot of people say health is a priority, but if I were to look at your daily actions or look at your life, it's not. Okay. Right. Values are things we think about and we act on daily, where we spend our time, where we spend our money. And if you're saying that your health is a top priority and is a top value, but I go through your weekly schedule and there's no workouts, there's no nutrition, there's no meditation, like all these actions, how can that be a high value for you? Because you're not doing shit, okay? So why people can't commit to their goals is because their goal hasn't become a high value. It hasn't become part of them. And so how does it become part of you? Well, I believe values are developed through the process of taking action. I don't think you're born with values. They're nurtured, right? So you spend time with people who play sports, you know, being active would become a value. You spend time with people who represent integrity and love and compassion. Those will probably be values of yours. I was fortunate enough that I was put into sports and that my parents were active and healthy. Actually, my dad struggled when he was an entrepreneur and in his 40s to 60s, you know, blood pressure increased, his physical activity went down. He sacrificed his health for wealth. But at the end of the day, my mother was on those step ladders, jumping around, up and down, whatever, you know, the step classes. Yeah. She was kicking ass, yelling at us to get our homework done. But that was a role model. I saw that health and exercise was something important to our family. And then my dad trained for marathons and triathlons when I was young. I actually rode on the back while he trained on his bike for the triathlons. But if you're not surrounding yourselves with people who already have the habits, behaviors, and values that you want to have, you're in the wrong place. And that's what we do so well at M-Perform, is we create a community of people who really want to get after it and who support each other, right? Because there's a huge identity shift. If you just say at the start of, you know, you're hungover and you say, oh, I want to achieve this year on New Year's Day. And then sure enough, 3 weeks later, you're off the bandwagon. Your failure to commit is because you haven't gotten clear and developed the values needed. And I promise you, you're not going to achieve anything meaningful to you if you're not working in line with your values. Okay. So what do you think about most? Where do you spend the most time? And for some people, work is their highest value. And that's cool. I got called out on that too, right? When I was working in the corporate world at Equinox, I was managing, you know, almost 50 trainers and we had 3,000 clients and members. I was working 70 hours a week in a gym and I was still struggling to get my training in, right? I was still taking meetings, taking calls, taking appointments with clients and members, even when I should have been taking care of myself. Now there was some pressure from above, but I had dissonance. I had a feeling of I wasn't working in line with who I wanted to be because that top value of health was being taken away. Okay. So values first. Values. If you want to do a value assessment, go to Dr. DeMartini's website and check out his. It's a great resource. Once you get clear on values, what do values do? They predict behaviors. So what's important to us? Values. Behaviors. What are the behaviors and habits that get results? What do I do on a daily basis? Because remember, by the time we're 35 years old, 95% of our day is run by our subconscious brain. 95%. You just don't know what you're doing. This, the way you get out of bed, the way you brush your teeth, the way you park your car, all these types of, you know, small behaviors are automatic. So if you don't create awareness, if you don't understand what you're doing on a daily basis, if you're not tracking things and just, yeah, being present, you have no idea what you're doing. People aren't wonder why they don't get results is because they're not tracking anything. Remember, what you measure gets managed. So behaviors are what are going to predict results. Behaviors are everything. Habits are everything. If you don't know how to change a habit, I can help you out. Reach out to me on social, go to my website. But at the end of the day, it's holding your, you need commitment devices around habits and behaviors. So I'll give you an example of a physical habit or commitment device I have. So my goal each week is 4 training sessions in the gym, 3 rides on my bike, and 2 hot yoga classes, 4-3-2. Okay. Those are my goals. Those are my behavior goals, physical goals each week. And those are habits. And I have specific days when I do those things. Yes, I'm regimented, but it works and it gives me peace and results. So once you get clear on the behaviors needed to get it done, because this is all about commitment. Remember, why can't I commit to my goal? Because the goal you set isn't in line with your highest values. Get clear on your values, because if you start working towards goals, like for instance, so many people want to start a business. But is business a high value for you, or is making money a high value for you? Because entrepreneurship and making money is completely different. Right? What does health mean to you? Does it mean that you live a long time and you prevent disease from coming in? I hope so. Yeah, we want to look good and feel good. I love it. But at the end of the day, like if you're not chasing longevity and well-being, why are you doing it? Once you get clear on the behaviors, you have outcomes that you can manage. Okay, what behaviors that I can commit to 100% of the time? Right? It's not about the 80-20. I want you to go all in. If I want to commit to this goal, this vision for my health, my values, my life, you need to go all in. And yeah, you're going to fuck up. Yeah, there's going to be setbacks. You're going to lose a few battles, but you got to go all in, right? You are the product of your priorities. I'll say that again. You are the product of your priorities. Prioritizing could be the key to unlocking everything you want to achieve. But you need to understand your values first. Anyways, I hope this episode was valuable. Like that? Values, behaviors, outcomes. Hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for listening to Thrive Mode Radio, and we'll talk soon.